Hello and welcome to Cyprus Beat, your daily news briefing brought to you by the Cyprus Mail News Team. I'm Jonathan Shkurko with the latest news from the island. First up, two people were hospitalized following an explosion in the Nicosia suburb of Engomi. The explosion had occurred in a three-story building in Engomi, which according to fire service spokesman Andreas Ketis, suffered extensive damage. Ketis added that there is no ongoing fire in the building and said we are conducting an investigation and inspection on the premises. He said that at first glance, the cause of the explosion appears to be due to a sudden loss of gas supply. Moving on, although it made front page news in the north, police said they received no information that a group of eight young Turkish Cypriots said on Monday they had been attacked by Greek Cypriots during an excursion in the Troodos mountain range. They said there were three cars with the Republic of Cyprus registration plates parked near the entrance of a picnic site, with five or six people aged between 25 and 35 years old drinking alcohol and chatting to each other in the cars. The group, they said, initially began to make hand gestures towards the car before moving towards the group of Turkish Cypriots. They said they had noticed that an increasing number of people were gathering, some of whom were carrying sticks, stones and Greek flags in their hands. According to the account, one of the aggressors who had stuck an A4-sized sticker on one of their cars then punched its window, approached one of the Turkish Cypriots wearing Football Club Galatasaray branded clothing and punched him, while another Turkish Cypriot was reportedly injured by punches and stones. They said that one had reached a road and stopped a passing vehicle, asking its driver to call the police. The driver apparently said she would call the police, but then quickly sped off without making the call. In other news, there will be no alterations made to local government reforms, which will affect their philosophy in any way, President Nikos Christodoulidis said on Tuesday. Earlier in the day, Christodoulidis had a meeting with the leaders of all the political parties represented in parliament about the forthcoming electoral reforms. One notable absence from the meeting was DC leader Anita Dimitriou, but Christodoulidis was quick to point out that she had sent someone else from her party to attend. He described Dimitriou's non-attendance as not even an issue and stressed that the House President certainly had other obligations. Meanwhile, a children's book in school sparked controversy and homophobic comments, which eventually led to the withdrawal of the book. The book was withdrawn after the mother of a child at a preschool complained about images showing two cartoon drawings which depicted two women hugging a child and two men hugging another child. The director of primary education at the Education Ministry, Mario Stylianidis, confirmed that the book was withdrawn following the parents' objections. There was a reaction from a mother regarding this particular book, and the school withdrew it when these protests arose, he explained. It seems that the school did not thoroughly check the books to see if there was anything that could have been avoided, Stylianidis continued. They gave it out, and when there was a protest, they removed it. The Hunters Association described the book as an insult to the traditional institution of the family. We emphasize that we will show zero tolerance to such insidious attempts to psychologically degenerate our children, the association said. Such images, they said, can only bring about identity confusion and unresolved psychological issues for children, which can affect them for the rest of their lives. And finally, the Venetian watermill and its aqueduct in Lefka have been restored. The waterworks were a vital element of the irrigation network in the area and its valley, and were used for growing and processing grain starting from the Venetian period and throughout the Ottoman times. The watermill, located at the south end of the village, functioned as a flour mill. Work included the removal of noxious vegetation from the monument and immediate surroundings, the replacement of badly worn stones, and limited infilling of the structure to ensure its stability. And that is all we have time for today. Thank you for listening. Cyprus Beat will return tomorrow. For more news, analysis and content, please visit cyprus-mail.com.